Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Donald Trump's transition team has called the indefinite postponement of the president-elect's criminal hush money sentencing a decisive victory. Mr. Trump had been scheduled to be sentenced next Tuesday. Jessica Parker has more.
The defence team have been arguing for the case to actually be thrown out based on a Supreme Court ruling around presidential immunity and because of Donald Trump's impending return to the White House. That hasn't happened. However, the judge has granted a request for Trump's legal team to file a motion to dismiss the case, and then the judge has given the prosecution a week to respond. So all of that's happening now in December. So I think still quite a lot of uncertainty hanging over this case.
Prosecutors have indicated they will oppose the request for dismissal. US media reports say Donald Trump has nominated the pro-tariff Wall Street mogul Scott Bessent to be his Treasury Secretary, a role that acts as the principal advisor to the US President on economic and fiscal policies. The 62-year-old hedge fund investor worked as a senior economic advisor during Mr. Trump's first election campaign in 2016. Mr. Bessent has been a top donor to the president-elect. A woman who successfully sued the Irish mixed martial arts star Conor McGregor for sexual assault says her case has shown victims they have a voice. Nikita Hand was awarded more than $250,000 in damages by an Irish jury in a civil case. She said she was attacked by McGregor at a party in Dublin in 2018. Speaking outside the court, Ms. Hand said she hoped her story would empower other victims of abuse to speak out.
To all the victims of sexual assault, I hope my story is a reminder that no matter how afraid you might be, speak up, you have a voice, and keep on fighting for justice. I know this has impacted not only my life, my daughters, my family and friends tremendously, and it's something that I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Education officials in Texas have approved a controversial Bible-infused curriculum for public schools. The so-called Blue Bonnet curriculum has been criticised by the Texas American Federation of Teachers for violating the separation of church and state. Here's Rebecca Hartman.
The material, which was developed by state authorities, contains numerous teachings from the Bible, including from the Book of Genesis and parables from the New Testament. School districts in Texas can design their own lesson plans, so this curriculum is optional. But there is a financial incentive of around $40 per student should it be taken up by the school. This follows Republican-led efforts from several states to bring religion into classrooms. A law requiring all state schools in Louisiana to display the Ten Commandments is temporarily blocked due to legal action. In Oklahoma, hundreds of new Bibles were bought in the past few weeks to fulfil the state's objectives of having one in every classroom.
BBC News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on world leaders to respond seriously after Russia attacked his country with a new kind of hypersonic ballistic missile. He said Ukraine was already talking with allies about providing new air defence systems. Nicaragua has passed a constitutional reform giving more power to President Daniel Ortega. It reduces the independence of the legislative and judicial branches and introduces the role of co-president, which will be held by Mr. Ortega's wife, Rosario Murillo. The Ortega government has already jailed or exiled most opposition leaders and banned thousands of civil society groups. Critics say these latest reforms make Nicaragua a totalitarian state. Here's our America's editor, Clitzia Sala.
It also sparked a wave of rejection from international organizations. So the Organization of American States, for example, has accused Ortega of trying to increase his control in Nicaragua and remain in power, while the UN has warned that these reforms erode the checks in place on executive power, especially the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, said these changes will sound a death knell, and I quote, for fundamental freedoms and the rule of law.
A leader of the Canadian truckers' protests against pandemic restrictions that brought Ottawa to a halt 2 years ago has been convicted. A judge said Pat King played a key role in inciting the self-styled Freedom Convoy to drive into the Canadian capital, creating gridlock for weeks. Police in the Netherlands have seized a garden gnome made of the drug MDMA. Releasing a photograph, officers in the southern town of Dungemont said they initially thought the gnome was made of stone, but decided to do a drugs test because it was found among other narcotics. That's the latest from BBC World News.